I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. When you think of graffiti, what comes to mind? Maybe some city kid snooping around subway stations, or maybe a subversive artist like Banksy working under cover of darkness. Well, if we're talking about the graffiti scene in Beijing, it's different.
It's really a middle class and up endeavor simply based on the money factor.
That's Lance Crayon. Yep, that's really his name. A Texas native who's been living and working in Beijing since 2009.
For a 19-year-old or even a 25-year-old to have something known as disposable income, that's a pretty new thing in China. And you've got to ask yourself, do I want to spend 500 kwai, which is roughly $82, on throwing up a piece that could, you know, easily be covered within a few days or at some point?
Crayon learned all about the street art scene there by interviewing local graffiti artists and filming them while they tag. And he's made a documentary called Spray Paint Beijing, Graffiti in the Capital of China. He says many street artists in Beijing work in broad daylight, and city officials are surprisingly okay with that, which makes you wonder, how is that a country that so heavily censors its press and the internet allows graffiti on its streets?
As long as you stay away from anything political or anything too sensitive, from painting on temples or anything sacred and government buildings and things like that, you're not going to have a problem. And that's what they do. I mean, there's so much concrete in Beijing that when these guys paint on walls that aren't designated by the government, the citizens think they're making the city look prettier. And indeed they are.
Crayon says that foreign artists are gradually beginning to flock to the Chinese capital as word spreads about how lax the government is about graffiti. He says it's a stark contrast to how graffiti and taggers are viewed here in the U.S.
I'm a middle-class kid. I come from the suburbs. I didn't know what graffiti was growing up. And when I lived in New York and I lived in Los Angeles, I always liked it. But I didn't really know anything about it. More importantly, I wasn't given a chance to like it. Growing up, it's still the same now. Bombarded with, oh, it's against the law, it's illegal, it's ugly, it's dirty, it's disgusting, go down the list. Growing up, also, we're told that China is, again, you know, a totalitarian police state where nobody has any freedoms at all. But for graffiti to thrive the way it is, it's unbelievable. I'm still blown away by it.
Lance Crayon says Spray Paint Beijing has had some screenings in China and the UK, but he's still working on a distribution deal for the film here in the U.S.